With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Texas wildfires continue to wreak damage.
The Smokehouse Creek fire, which began Monday, may have destroyed as many as 500 structures in the Texas panhandle. That's according to Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who says homeowners there have nothing left.
When you look at the damages that have occurred here, it's just gone. Completely gone. Nothing left but ashes on the ground.
The fire has burned about 1,700 square miles and killed two people, and the weather is not helping. The National Weather Service forecast for the weekend warns of strong winds, relatively low humidity, and dry conditions. I'm Shelley Adler.
Also at SRNNews.com, there's word that Israel has essentially endorsed a framework of a proposed Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. It's now up to Hamas to agree to it. The BBC cautions that there are still sticking points.
On the Israeli side, the main point for them is the hostages. They want to know which hostages Hamas intends to release under a deal, and also how many Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails would be exchanged in release for that number. Hamas has always insisted that Israeli troops should withdraw from Gaza and that Gazan civilians should be allowed back, particularly to the homes or what's left of their home areas in northern Gaza.
Word of the proposed ceasefire comes from a senior U.S. official. Three trains involved in a derailment in eastern Pennsylvania that left some railroad cars along a riverbank. At least one was partially in the river, but there were no reported injuries or hazardous materials concerns. The derailment in Lower Sewerkin Township. This is SRN News. A lot of America's young men would like to be fathers.
The problem is, not as many of America's young women feel the same way. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 57% of young males who do not have children would like to, but only 45% of their female counterparts are also interested in becoming mothers. The survey reveals also that amongst adults between the ages of 18 and 34, just 22% say having kids is extremely or very important to having a fulfilling life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump's bond with America's conservative Christians is now stronger than in 2016. Some religious leaders were initially hesitant to get behind the former president, but now they too are among his most solidly loyal base. Troy Miller, president of the National Religious Broadcaster, says, "The one thing I hear all the time is that people really like Donald Trump and he understands them." This is SRN News. A funeral held Saturday for an 11-year-old Texas girl who was killed last month.
At St. Joseph Catholic Church in Livingston, Texas, little Audrey Cunningham was remembered by her family and community. Father Paul Kahan told mourners her death shows how fragile life can be. A friend of the family, Don McDougall's, charged with capital murder in Audrey's death. He was able to avoid registering as a sex offender after a previous encounter with a little girl. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Vice President Kamala Harris expected to be among those marking the 59th anniversary of Bloody Sunday, the day Alabama law officials attacked civil rights demonstrators at the iconic Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. The demonstrators were beaten by police as they tried to march across Alabama in support of voting rights. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.